Our focus scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 5 and 6. And this is where Jesus responds to the apostles' request. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Jesus replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say this to the mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." God's word for God's people.
Nineteen-year-old Michael had had enough. He told his parents in no uncertain terms, "It is boring around here." He's 19, he went on. "I want excitement in my life. I want adventure. I want money. I want nice clothes. I want to do things my way. I'll never get that here at home. So I'm leaving. And don't you try and stop me." With that, Michael headed to the door. His father stood up and followed close behind. Michael could feel him close behind him. He stopped and turned and looked his dad right in the face and yelled at him, "Did you not hear what I just said? I do not want you to stop me." To which dad replied, "Who's trying to stop you? If you wait a minute, I'll go with you." What do you want? We heard here what Michael wants. Do you want like him? Do you want excitement? You want adventure? We always seem to want more money. You want nice clothes? You want to do things your way? What do you want? Well, I invite you to open a Bible to Luke chapter 17. And at beginning here in verse 5, we get a taste of what the apostles, what the disciples want. When they say to Jesus, "Increase our faith." That's what they want. They want to add to what they already have so that their thought is they can be stronger in their faith. Because let's face it, isn't more of something better? More money? Yeah. More clothes? More chocolate? More faith? Well, Jesus begs to differ with the disciples that they need more faith. When he replies, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." The picture behind me here, you see at the top that word faith, you see a hand outstretched, but can you pick out what is in the middle of the palm? Right in the middle of the palm, there's a speck. That speck is a mustard seed. The mustard seed, as Jesus shares in this story, represents smallness. And it takes 21,000 mustard seeds to weigh 1 ounce. Not a pound, 1 ounce, 21,000 of them. Yet, from this one very small seed, sprouts an invasive shrub that can take over a garden and grow to be 7 feet tall. Jesus is telling the disciples, and he's also telling us, that even faith in God the size of a mustard seed can accomplish great feats. For it is not the size of the faith that counts. It's that you have faith. The apostles are requesting an increase in faith. And Jesus says that even the small faith you have is effective. Even that small faith is powerful beyond what you think. What's interesting here is Jesus is not scolding the disciples for an absence of faith. No, Jesus is affirming the apostles for the faith they do have. Perhaps Perhaps we need to think about faith kind of like we do our brains. None of us are plagued with brains that are too small. Nope. Our problem is we don't use that full intellectual capacity. I forget what the percentage is that we actually use, but it's not even close to the capacity. All that brain that God has already given us, and we don't realize there's so much more to use. And the more we exercise our brains, the smarter we become. Not because our brain gets bigger and our head grows. It already has all that capacity. Well, just like the more we exercise our brains, the smarter we become, the more you exercise your faith in God, the more you realize how great your faith already is. So if you have just a little bit of faith and you use that faith, then you have so much power than you limit yourself with. Yes, we limit ourselves. God doesn't limit us. God doesn't need to give us more. We need to look at all that we have. And we have more than we can imagine. We have tremendous power. So much so that Jesus says at the end of verse 6, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. As I'm sitting here listening to that, I wonder how many of them said, mulberry tree, get up and go in the sea. You know how we do things right off the cuff when we hear someone challenge us or tell us to do something? But that had been their will or God's will. See, that's where that faith comes in. Because as I said, having faith in God, you're trusting in God. And all things are possible to those who believe, not in themselves, but in God through Jesus Christ. That Luke uses a mulberry tree. And yes, if you look at the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, the same teaching, Jesus says, you can throw this mountain into the sea. But whether it be mountain or tree, it doesn't alter the message. Nothing is impossible with God. For it's not the faith which gets things done. It is God. And as long as you have any faith in God, you do not need more. Today, churches around the world are celebrating Holy Communion, since this is signified as World Communion Sunday. We're sharing in communion at our two in-person worship services. And just like most any other Methodist church, we have grape juice to represent the blood of Jesus. Have you ever taken a can of frozen grape juice, opened it up, and drank it straight from the can? Whoa! Is it sweet? Isn't it? Yes, I've done it, especially when I was younger. Why is it so sweet? Because it's grape juice concentrate. Concentrate. Let's see. It says here, to serve, mix with approximately three cans of water. Stir briskly. You need to add something to it to make it grape juice. Oh, it says it's 100% juice, and it is. But to drink it straight from this or pour it in a glass and drink it straight? No. Grape juice, concentrate. You're to add one thing. Water. You don't need to add any more concentrate. To use faith as it was intended by God, you need to add one thing. And it's not water. You need to add yourself. God has provided for you all you need, just like we're provided what we need in grape juice concentrate. But sometimes you lack faith, not in God, but in yourself. However, just like as grape juice concentrate is all there and you just need to add one ingredient, water. With faith, faith concentrate. God is there. You just need to add yourself. And when you do that, you find out what God's will is for you. When you do that, you find out all the wonderful blessings God has given you. When you do that, you can make it through anything. When you do that, you can tell that mulberry tree, that mountain, or whatever situation you're dealing with, to work at it. And God will help you. That's the faith you have. You just need to utilize it by adding yourself. Do you have a mustard seed of faith? Of course you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be watching this. As long as you have any faith in God, you do not need more. God has provided all you need. You just have to add yourself. What's one way you can add yourself to help you realize your faith this week? Add yourself through prayer. Add yourself through reading scripture, even if it's rereading this one. Add yourself by doing good. Add yourself by doing no harm. Add yourself by helping someone in need. Add yourself by being open and honest that you need help and going to who God provides for you. People say, you know the saying, when things aren't going well or you're not trusting well, oh, ye of little faith. And they say that as a bad thing. Jesus says it as a good thing. For that little faith, the mustard seed of faith, oh, ye of little faith, it goes a long, long, long way, more than we'll ever experience, and it's always there. How can you help someone realize that even their little faith is enough? When they get down on themselves, oh, I just don't have enough faith. Yes, you do. And God is calling you to help them. Be open to that. For God will give you the opportunity this week to use your faith. Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Faithful God, you have given great faith to each one of us. Yet when we run into a situation, sometimes we don't feel our faith is enough. So I invite you to lift up to God a situation you are dealing with and pray for God's guidance to work with your faith in that situation. Each one of us have at least a mustard seed of faith. Yet we each know of others who have given up on their faith because of a predicament or situation they are in. And in order for the mustard plant to grow, the seed has to be planted. God can use your faith to help others realize how their mustard seed of faith is there within them. So I invite you to pray for one or two others who are having a tough time right now. And God can use you to remind them that they have the faith to face the situation with God's help. And in addition to those we've lifted up silently, we pray for all who are dealing with the death of a loved one and how those loved ones have shown us their faith through their life and demonstrated to us there's plenty of faith to go around. We pray for your healing power, God, to be with those who need it physically. Maybe they're battling COVID, which is still going around, or recuperating from a surgery or an upcoming procedure, or maybe they have a chronic condition and each day they are battling. You are there, even when we feel we don't have much faith. And God, we pray for those who are dealing with mental illness,
dealing with emotional insecurities, or dealing with spiritual questions. For you're not afraid of helping out. You are there to help through others and your Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We ask for you to be with all who are facing trials and tribulations. It's prominent in the news. Be with all who are dealing with Hurricane Ian, whether in Florida or the East Coast. You are there to help. You are there to help others keep the faith. Because in times of trial, that's oftentimes when we see we have more faith than we ever thought. Yes, the more you exercise your faith in God, the more you realize all the blessings God has provided for you in your life. So I invite you to pray a prayer of thanks. Thanks for one or two blessings which you are thankful for today. The disciples needed to be reminded by Jesus that they have more than enough faith. They do not need more. And we need to be reminded that we have enough faith. We do not need more. And we only realize that we have more than enough faith by having Jesus be a part of our life during the good times and the hard times. So I invite you to ask Jesus into your life, either for the first time or once again, through a silent prayer. All these prayers we lift up in the name of our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray in saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.